Alexia, lots going on this weekend, and we start with an event tonight. This is a movie premiere in Las Cruces, believe it or not.
Yeah, PRC Productions and Borderlands Media are presenting the science fiction thriller Radio Silence, and that's at 7 p.m. tonight at the Rio Grande Theater. And what's interesting is that the film was shot entirely in southern New Mexico with crew and actors from Las Cruces and El Paso. And the movie follows a team of U.S. Army Special Forces sent to retrieve pieces of a downed spy satellite from a remote desert region of northern Mexico. And the team comes under attack, and those left remaining spend the night trying to understand why they are up against, what they are up against, and how to survive.
It sounds like an exciting movie, so it'll be interesting to see how that's received, and we'll probably be seeing more of these because it seems like there's more and more film and TV production happening in New Mexico. Well, the Rio Grande Theater is also the site for an event on Saturday, a very different event, a blues artist, I see.
Yeah, Eli Cook, a solo blues artist, will be performing at 7 p.m. at the Rio Grande Theater. And Cook, who is now 32, will be performing songs from the six albums that he released before he turned 30 and from his latest album, High Dollar Gospel. And this will be Cook's first time visiting southern New Mexico. He's originally from Virginia. And he was named one of the top three solo blues artists worldwide by the UK's Blues Matters magazine in 2015. So he's pretty well-established and well-known. And the cost for that is $15.
All right. Well, I'm sure a lot of people listening will be interested in that, especially our fans of Friday Night Blues here on KRWG. Also on Saturday, there is a big annual gala fundraiser happening for the Southwest Environmental Center.
Yeah, the Southwest Environmental Center will host its annual gala fundraiser, A Wild Night for Wildlife, and that's from 6 to 10 p.m. Saturday at the Plaza de Las Cruces. And the event will feature wine and beer from Pecan Grill and Brewery and food prepared by local restaurants. And music will be provided by Rhythm Mystic and Back Porch Blues. And there will also be a silent auction.
All right. We also have an event people have been hearing about on the radio Saturday and Sunday in La Union.
Yeah, the popular Lavinia Winery Harvest Wine Festival takes place this weekend from noon to 7 p.m. on both days. And that's located at the winery at 4201 South Highway 28. And the event will feature live music and more than 20 wines available for tasting and purchase. And the adult admission is $20 and includes a souvenir glass and a choice of 9 tastes or a full glass. And there's a $10 admission charge for guests 12 to 20 years of age, and guests 11 and under get in free.
All right. And finally, I know this is always popular in Pulse and online on the Las Cruces Sun News website, your taste section, and you take a look at fall flavored items in Las Cruces.
Yeah, everybody loves fall-themed foods to get them into the season's spirit. And we covered three different places that are offering fall-themed items this year. And one of them is Café de Mesilla. They have the Thanksgiving and Mesilla sandwich, which comes with sliced turkey, stuffing, bacon, and cranberry sauce. And that's actually offered year-round.
Mm.
And then Bosque Brewing Company, Las Cruces Public House, is offering an Oktoberfest beer, and it's a classic Marzen-style beer brewed with all German malts and hops. And then Caliche's Frozen Custard is offering a pumpkin pie caliche with vanilla custard and a slice of pumpkin pie blended in. And then also a pumpkin sundae as well.
All right. Now we're all hungry.
Yeah.
Thanks, Alexia.
All right. Thank you. Go out and enjoy your weekend.